You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
And good morning. We welcome you to it's not Wednesday Live. Almost said Wednesday Live. I trust that Wednesday we will be alive. That'll be tomorrow morning, God willing. But it is Tuesday morning. And bright and sunny, sort of, here in Martin County. And, of course, we are coming to you from the studios of WCNO in Palm City, Florida. So glad that you've joined us. And this is a week of miracles. Normally, starting at about 7:15, we would have a run of very high quality, some of the best teaching, preaching there's available to the body of Christ. And, of course, we will not be having that rundown this morning with Pastor Curry, who is normally on at 7:15. We will not have Joyce Myers at 7:30, and we will not have Trevor Banks at 7:45. The reason being is that we are coming to you in this week of miracles, asking you to join us prayerfully and as a participant in clearing out a $30,000 shortfall from our prayer and share that took place back in April. And we will along with what is pledged and with what is normally scheduled to come in, this additional $30,000 will carry us through the summer months to our next prayer and share, which would be taking place around October. So we are glad to be with you this morning. I have ladies first. Karen is in the studio, and she is going to be sharing a scripture with us this morning. David is also with us, and I am Jonathan, and we are pleased to be with you today, and we welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit over our coast, over the state of Florida, and over our nation. We welcome you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are fully cognizant. We are fully aware. We are fully awake. We are conscious of the reality that we as a nation need to turn our hearts back to you. And so, Father, as we cry out to you this morning, as yesterday in the psalm we read that in so many crises in life, people then turn to God, and how many times you respond when we cry help. Lord, we cry help for America today. We pray for your mercy to be upon us, to restore us, to redeem us, to call us back to you, Lord. And Father, where judgment may be, remember mercy today. And we ask you, Lord, that today would be a great day of salvation in our nation, that today would be a day wherein hearts would be transformed by the power of God, and a day wherein your church would be strengthened, that we would be full of your Spirit and full of the witness of life. Father, use us today more than ever before. May this Tuesday be a significant day in the advancement of the kingdom of God. And Father, may God arise and the enemies be scattered. And may the people of God know their God, because your word says that the people who know their God shall do great exploits. So, Lord, we anticipate today being a heaven-rending and an earth-shaking. And as we said yesterday, we're praying for a prayer quake, that the cities are not shaken by evil, that people are not shaken by evil, but that the presence of a holy God, that we would have a prayer shake across our nation, where hearts would once again have a reverential fear for a holy God. Father, we welcome you to guide us, our words, our thoughts, our directions, our drivings, our travels. Father, our work around the home, our work in the businesses, we dedicate the businesses and all to you today, Lord. And we dedicate ourselves as your messengers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And Miss Karen is ready to go.
So we'll be reading from Psalm 103.
Psalm 103, yes, and yes, any juicy tidbits that you might find there, you could share those as well. My Bible is so scratched up, it's hard for me to figure out which tidbit to share.
I think that I have this psalm marked up more than any of the others.
I'll tell you, you know, we just cannot be on the air like this without thinking of this psalm, because it is the benefit package. And, you know, it just reminds us of how awesome our God is and how everything we could possibly need is found in Him.
Amen.
All of our needs are in Him, are found in Him for sure. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so Psalm 103, and I'm reading from the NIV. It says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being. Praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His way to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding with love, in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth,
hallelujah,
so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all His heavenly host, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works, everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul." You know, when we just think of how much God's done for us, you know, we have no reason to not.
No, we don't.
I mean, why are we dragging our feet and, you know, we just love Him and fear Him. And, you know, everything will go right, you know, when we follow His way and His path. He makes our path straight. He has all the promises of everything in life. And why don't we want to obey?
I want to.
You know, we want. Yeah. I know, but like this continual thing. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and, you know, we have to purpose in our heart to follow after Him every day.
True.
You know, like today, if you decide, oh, I'm just going to go do this and that, you know, then it's, you'll miss out, like, if you don't really just pay attention to what He wants and for your life, you know, when we get distracted, because that's, I think, the enemy's tool of distraction is the greatest thing, you know, to keep us from living in the fullness of the Lord. So pay attention to Him and give Him all of your attention so that you can receive all of these benefits. They're available and they're there. And I just love them.
Amen.
Well, you made me think of what Jesus, when He and talks to his disciples, and he points to a child, you know, and he says, this, in my paraphrase, he said, that child understands more about me and about the kingdom than you do. And there's something about adulthood, you know, that's a bittersweet. We become more responsible, but we become less faithful, full of faith, because childlike faith is very open and accepting. And Jesus is calling us to trust him enough. Yeah, be the adult you're supposed to be, but also, you know, be
don't
the,
tell me what to do.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. But be the child that he intends you to be.
Amen.
Yeah, that's a tough road to hoe for some of us old folks, especially as human beings.
Well, childlike before him.
Before him,
but not childish.
Yes.
In behavior.
That is when I was a child.
Right.
Yeah, we should be able to remember instead of saying I am a child. You know, I think sometimes that some people just want to forever be a Toys R Us kid. We just, you know, I don't want to grow up. I want to play. You know, I look at my notes over this passage and think about all the rich times I've had with God, just meditating on these verses and sort of hitting down 3, 4, and 5, where he forgives all my sins, heals all my diseases, ransoms me from death, surrounds me with love and tender mercies, and he fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. And I just have in the column there from 2018, as I was reading through here, this is for me, my house, and all who love and follow him. And, you know, that's true. This is for us. It's for me today. In verse 5, he fills my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagles. And so I guess at 64, I wrote in my body must cooperate with the Holy Spirit. My youth is renewed like the eagles, so my body must cooperate with the Holy Spirit. And in 2019, at 63, I feel amazing this morning. God, you are my strength and my salvation. I am healed by Holy Spirit power, committed to the mission. And today I'm 60, you know, this year I'm 64, and I'm believing God for much more. In my year of 64, I'm going to pursue God more in this year, and just this month, turning the tables for another year and realizing that God has prepared me my whole life for now.
That's right.
God doesn't bring you to now so that all of your life doesn't matter. God prepares you your whole life for now so that the rest of the story is increased by his faithfulness over the previous story. God's preparing you for his next great exploit. And so many people quit when they're at their zenith, they're at their highest point. And so I'm thrilled thinking about the Word of God. You know, back a few weeks ago, I had a situation. I have a little boy that's special needs. Actually, he's becoming a man. He's 24 now. He's still my little boy, nonverbal, and we get to bless him with daily care in every way. And he was having horrible, horrible cramps the other day, and he doesn't know how to express his pain. So when he's hurting, you know, he may grab your hair, he may grab your hands, he may pinch, you know, it feels like he's pinching, but he's the most gentle child normally. But back, I don't know, it's been several weeks ago, he was having these cramps and put his fingernail into my knuckle. And I just had to hold on to him. And I think sometimes God does that with us. We're hurting, and maybe we're crying out. Maybe we're you know, like my son, he may pinch himself. He may take a bite, you know, on his arm. He doesn't know what to do. He's just like, he's hurting. And I think sometimes when we are experiencing pain, we need to just run to the Father. And as I was holding my son, and that nail was just going into my knuckle of my thumb, I couldn't let go, because I knew he might hurt himself. And sometimes when we're going through things, I believe God is holding us, and we may be resisting his love. We may be resisting the care.